Cool FM presents The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama. And in Cuento 24, you publish it, you'll sell it.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, indeed, a very good morning, boys and girls, and, welcome to Monday. Whether you want it or not, it's here. Lovely to be with you this morning. It is Monday. It is the 21st of February. The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D, here on 89.3 Cool FM. Time right now, just after a minute after the hour of 6 o'clock. I'm going to be sitting here entertaining you, I hope, until 10 o'clock this morning. And looking at a few things in the world of entertainment relevant to the 21st of February. We're going back to start with to 1911. Gustav Mahler conducted his last concert. He collapsed immediately afterwards from a severe streptococcal infection, and he died on May the 18th. In 1952, film actress Elizabeth Taylor wears Hotel Tycoon. This is Conrad Hilton Jr., she always had somewhere to stay. And in 1968, McGraw-Hill Inc. outbids 8 other American publishers for the U.S. rights to Hunter Davis's authorized biography of the Beatles. And they paid $150,000 for the rights.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
This is the right time.
Everyone knows if you don't demand.
Well, this is the right time, exactly 7 minutes after 6 o'clock. This is the right time, a song by English singer-songwriter Lisa Stansfield off of her debut solo album, which was called Affection back in 1989. That album brings back great memories, and that song as well, that was released at a time when I took a vacation, and that was in Ibiza. And I remember going down, there's a useful area we could go down by the woods and walk through and go down to the beach. And I remember that was blasting away for the whole time I was there on my cassette player, on my Walkman. How many of you remember Walkmans? All right, then let's go there. Shout, oh, where it all out. Tears for Fears there, and Shout. It's Monday. It's 12 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. I know it's Monday, but, well, we've still got Friday on our mind, haven't we?
Monday morning feels so bad. Everybody seems to nag. Coming Tuesday, I feel better. Even my old man looks good. Wednesday just don't go. Thursday goes too slow.
There we go. Yes, the Easy Beats there, reminding us it's only Monday and we've got Friday on our mind. Don't we always? Time on the Breakfast Show. We're just a few seconds away from 15 minutes right now. That's after the hour of 6 o'clock on this morning's Breakfast Show. Well, let's do this, shall we? Get you all cleaned up and on your way to work on this Monday morning. It's a Music Monday today. Just you, me, the music. We'll check in with Ingrid and, of course, with Yasmin. In the shower, but a Eurodance for you, I think. Bad Boys Blue. No regrets.
Love was king.
And there they go, yes, Bad Boys Blue and No Regrets. In the shower this morning, time to get you out. There we go, and on your way to wherever it is you're going, exactly, by the way, 20 minutes right now after the hour of 6 o'clock. And as I say, it's going to be a nice morning this morning. Just sit back and relax, and we'll rummage through my record collection, take a rummage through some of the things to do with the world of entertainment, also some of the things, see what's in the news today. If you've just joined us, a very good morning to you. Hope you've just, hope you've had your shower this morning. Am I bright and early? Up at 5 o'clock this morning. Right back to the early days there of Culture Club and Time. And say Culture Club, it was released in most parts of the world as a standalone single. And it was the second single, though, off of their debut album, which was Kissing to Be Clever in the United States. Followed on the heels of the band's global number one hit, Do You Really Want to Hurt Me? Do You Really Hurt Me? And then Time, A Clock at the Heart, by the way, is the full title, peaked at number 3 on the UK singles chart for them, selling over 500,000 copies just in the United Kingdom. In the United States, the song matched the number 2 peak of its predecessor on the Billboard Hot 100. It was kept off the top of the chart, kept off that number 1 spot by what? This!
Nothing. tears full of pride in a world made of steel.
That's it. That's the one that kept Culture Club off the top of the US charts. Flashdance, of course, What a Feeling from the 1983 film. And music by Giorgio Moroder, of course. Lyrics there by Keith Fossey. And songs performer Irene Cara. Moroder had been asked to score the film, and Cara and Fossey wrote most of the lyrics after they were shown the last scene from it, in which the main character dances at an audition for a group of judges. There we go. And very good it was too. Time on the Breakfast Show. We are 29 minutes. That's after the hour of 6 o'clock. And I think we're going to do, I think we'll do our little break. Don't you? I think so.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en su radio. Cool
FM. The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama. And Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Do you know that there's a restaurant with live shows, Las Vegas style, in Panama City? It's called Emotions Dinner Theatre. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. From 7pm to 3am, the dinner and show everyone is talking about at Mirage Casino, 5th floor, Eurostar Hotel. Make a reservation, WhatsApp or call 6999-5245 or email emotionsreservations@gmail.com.
Welcome to Burlesque.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Absolutely great to be with you on this Monday morning. Great to be with you any morning anyway. We wake up, it's always a good start, isn't it? Of course, we're going to take a look at some of the things in the local news we're going to look at later on at 8 and 9 o'clock this morning. In the last 24 hours, 7 deaths reported due to COVID-19. This was according to the epidemiological report of the Ministry of Health yesterday, Sunday. In addition, the Ministry of Health updated 2 deaths from previous dates for a cumulative total now of 8,019 deaths with a lethality percentage of 1.1. In the last 24 hours, 673 new cases were detected, 6,377 tests were applied, a positivity of 10.6% was returned. Active cases total 11,402, of which 11,102 of those are in home isolation, and we have 300 hospitalised. Now, according to the entity, those who are in isolation are divided into 11,045 in their homes and 57 in the so-called hospital hotels. In addition, there are 247 hospitalised in the wards and 53 in the intensive care units. The Chamber of Commerce, Industries and Agriculture of Panama, the CCIAP, made a call to unite all of us as a society to promote state policies that promote a productive, continuous, inclusive and quality educational system. Through the Camara Opina, the organisation expressed as support for the return to school classrooms and from there for joining the Yo Regreso campaign. The CCIP emphasised that it is time to lift the fallen shoulders of education to start a face-to-face school year in classrooms without further delay. In their opinion, it says it's no time or space for more excuses. Panama demands sustainable development from us, and that is only possible with quality education. We cannot turn our backs on current and future generations, because the future of the country is a shared responsibility in which all Panamanians must get involved. This weekend, the cleaning and maintenance work of various schools continued with a view to the start of classes in March. Now, this Sunday, the realisation of these works was observed in the José Antonio Ramón Cantera School in Paitia. Similarly, a volunteer day was held at the República de Francia School in Belisario Porras in San Miguelito. That entity has the goal now of having 80% of the schools ready for the start of the 2022 school year on the 7th of March, after students received distance classes now for 2 years due to the pandemic. 1 month after the mayor of Colón, Rolando Alex Lee, declared that he would voluntarily go to the Electoral General Prosecutor's Office to answer an investigation against him for alleged use of public funds in politics, the official still has not presented himself. He was summoned on February the 14th, but Lee did not attend. The prosecutor in charge of Manuel Del Cid's case is waiting for him this Monday after he managed to notify him in a second attempt to appear. Last Wednesday, February the 16th, the prosecutor in the case, Manuel Del Cid, sent him the second ticket to appear today, Monday, at the FGE headquarters on East 54th Street in the capital. I don't think he wants to put himself through the rigours of driving, Guerrera said. I'm sure that Mr. Alex Lee is going to come. He must have had some inconvenience in his first summons, he clarified. The judicial branch, through the Technical Secretariat of Human Resources, made the call for 12 unprecedented appointments based on the provisions of Law 53 of 2015. This dictates the implementation and rules of the judicial career. This is an open contest for the selection of 3 magistrates and 6 alternates of the Special Court of Integrity and Transparency, which has the function of investigating and sanctioning judicial officials who commit serious offences. Interested parties are also invited for a position as investigative magistrate of the Special Investigation Unit. This is for the integrity and transparency, in addition to 2 alternates also required. The magistrates of these instances, both regular and alternate, will have a monthly salary of $3,500 and $3,500 for representation expenses. At least 100 cases of complaints of scams through web pages have been registered by the authorities so far this year. As has been noted, this crime has increased mainly in the interior of the country, where one person died at the hands of criminals. The event occurred in the district of Antone in the province of Coclay. The judicial authorities recommended to the population not to expose themselves or to accept as certain the sales of automobiles or technological items at low cost. And in turn, Valdez recommended not giving banking information such as credit cards and personal data. The security forces of Panama have seized in the first 50 days of this year now some 12 tons of drugs. In addition, in that same period, $68,096 have been seized. Also, 457 illegal firearms that were in the possession of criminal groups, while 660 people have been captured in flagrante delicto. To date, 40 operations have been carried out against drug trafficking. The 3 provinces with the highest drug seizures between cocaine and marijuana are Colón, 5,418, Panama, 4,261, Chiriquí, 163, specified the Ministry of Public Security. The pace of the battle against organized crime will not slow down, said Juan Manuel Pino, head of the Ministry of Security. And in fact, by the way, one that is part of the same article, actually, in fact, some 1,813 tickets. This is for various violations of the traffic regulations were placed in the last 24 hours, reported the National Police. Among the most common ones that have been violated are speeding, 613, proven drunkenness, 26, talking on the cell phone, 27, alcohol on the breath, 24. Now, the National Police also reported that as part of Operation Genesis 2022, a total of 170 people were arrested for allegedly committing various crimes. The arrests occurred at different points throughout the country. And don't forget, they will be busy this coming weekend. We're coming up for Carnival weekend, aren't we? And the police will be out there. Oh, they'll be looking for you. One thing you need to do is, well, drive slowly. Some good advice for you. And certainly do not drink and drive at the same time. I don't mean while you're driving. I mean if you're driving.
This is
One True Voice, and that's Shakespeare's Way with Words, what it's called. And tell you what, time on the Breakfast Show, if you are keeping a time, 23 and a half minutes exactly before the hour of 7 o'clock. One thing we like to do here on the Breakfast Show, you know, we like to do a little bit of radio dancing, don't we? Of course we do. Come on now. I know somebody likes to do a little bit of radio dancing. Good morning to Mary Lou. And telling us how to do it, this is Engelbert Humperdinck.
Come here, sweet girl, let me hold you. I'll kiss the tiredness away. There's so many good things I owe you. And you're gone. I'm gonna take you to London. We'll stay at a fancy hotel. And baby, you knock 'em dead in the disco. But tonight, this will do just as well.
Jerry D.
Promise me the moon and stars in the sky.
them goes. I mentioned Engelbert Humperdinck and Radio Dancing was the first of those two. Followed on, that's Celine Dion and Real Emotion. There you are. We talked about, we've got our sponsor, haven't we? Emotions now. Don't forget to go and check them out. I'll tell you more about that later on this morning. I was looking at my Senior Moments calendar, which I got for this year. Actually remembered what it was called, which is a good start. There's a couple of quotes here which was sort of on the calendar over the weekend. It says, if this boy keeps his head and keeps running, the sky's at his feet. This was a sports commentator called George Blackburn. Now, writer Walter Wangerin Jr., he said, even if you don't want to count the years are going to count you. They're still going strong. They're called Soul to Soul, a British musical collective formed back in 1988 in London. Best known for that song, their 1989 UK chart topper and a US top five hit, Back to Life, However Do You Want Me. And they also had another hit with Keep On Moving, which reached number five in the UK and 11 in the US. They won two Grammy Awards, by the way, and have been nominated for five Brit Awards twice for Best British Group. Soul to Soul. Right, looking at the world of entertainment for today. If we go back to the year 1970, believe it or not, the Jackson 5 made their TV. It was their TV debut, and that was on American Bandstand.
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
I'm a body's boat. It's way cheap on my TV screen. Like this.
there we are, Jam. And that's what the person said when they were getting on the metro. Going underground. Time on the Breakfast Show. We're at the top of the hour.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en su radio.
Cool FM.
You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block, they've got your back. See, they are good advice there, you see. One thing you can be certain of, as they keep telling you, is death and taxes. Can you just say, well, I'll pay them when I'm gone? Let's take a look at some of the international news for this morning, some of the headlines. It is, well, if you just joined us, a very good morning to you. We're 3 weeks into February already, would you believe it? 21st of February. And it is, it's a Monday. United States President Joe Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin have agreed in principle to a summit over Ukraine. The French leader said on Monday, that's Emmanuel Macron, offering a possible path out of one of the most dangerous European crises in decades. Financial markets edged higher on the glimmer of hope for a diplomatic solution, even as satellite imagery appeared to show Russian deployments closer to Ukraine's border, while sounds of fighting were heard on Monday in the east, where Ukrainian government forces are fighting pro-Russian separatists. The EU will not impose sanctions on Russia just yet, the bloc's foreign policy chief said on Monday, rebuffing a call from Kiev to take such steps now to avert a war rather than wait until after any possible Russian invasion. Ukraine and the European Union have reached a deal in principle on setting up this advisory military training mission in Ukraine. The country's foreign minister, Dmytro Kuleba, told reporters on Monday in Brussels, we reached an agreement with the EU in principle that EU will roll out advisory training in Ukraine. This is not combat forces, Kuleba told after a meeting with the EU's foreign ministers. A European Union foreign ministers meeting in Brussels must take decisions to stop a critical crisis in Bosnia becoming worse. EU foreign policy chief Josep Borrell said on Monday, Bosnia has been going through its worst political crisis since the end of the Balkan Wars of the 1990s, with Bosnian Serbs challenging state institutions as part of their long-time bid to secede and eventually join neighbouring Serbia. Former United States Secretary of State Mike Pompeo placed under sanctions by China when he left office at the end of the Trump presidency last year, will visit Taiwan next week to meet President Tsai Ing-wen. Taiwan's government said on Monday, were Taiwan's foreign ministry said Pompeo and his wife would visit the Chinese claimed island from March the 2nd to the 5th, and also meet Foreign Minister Joseph Wu and give a speech at a think tank. The World Court is to hear arguments today, Monday, in a case brought against Myanmar, demanding that the country hold alleged acts of genocide against its Rohingya Muslim minority. The jurisdictional hearing by the United Nations Court carries additional significance because of concerns over who the Southeast Asian country has sent to represent it. Talks in Vienna on reviving the 2015 nuclear deal between Iran and world powers have made significant progress. Iran Foreign Ministry spokesman Saeed Kabat-Bizdeh said on Monday. Separately, Iran's top security official Ali Shamkhani said that talks with European negotiators were ongoing and would continue, while negotiations with the United States were not on the agenda because they would not be the source of any breakthroughs. And Israel will address its misgivings about the emerging new Iran nuclear deal in future bilateral arrangements with the United States, an Israeli official said on Monday. Israel, which is not a party to nuclear negotiations between Iran and world powers in Vienna, has voiced concern that they could produce a revived deal that creates a more violent, more volatile Middle East. Australia on Monday fully reopened its international borders to travellers vaccinated against the coronavirus after nearly 2 years of pandemic-related closings as tourists returned and hundreds of people were reunited with family and friends. More than 50 international flights will reach the country through the day, including 27 touching down in Sydney, its largest city, as the tourism and hospitality sectors look to rebuild after getting hammered by COVID-19 restrictions. And lastly today, Beijing will include more than a dozen fertility services. This is in a government-backed medical insurance scheme for the Chinese capital, state media reported on Monday. Supporting those seeking to have babies with China's birth rate at a record low. And that's it. Some of the international news headlines for this morning, this Monday morning for you here on The Breakfast Show. That piece about Australia opening up its borders now and making it easy for people to get in, the same is applying to the United Kingdom. In fact, they are going to drop all restrictions in the UK, including people having to go into isolation or quarantine if they arrive without tests or whatever. If you have tests, apparently you've got to prove it, they will let you in. So there we go. That's it. Time on The Breakfast Show. Just a few seconds away from 7:07.
Maybe real, but baby, I'm feels like it's taken half my life to find where I belong. Seeing you here, you're my nation. This is my application. Give me hope, keep me sane. Give me desperately to remain.
Pet Shop Boys there, and indefinite leave to remain. Sounds like a thing for Brexit, doesn't it? 13 minutes after the 7 o'clock on this morning's breakfast show. You're listening to us on 89.3 Cool FM. And before that one from the Pet Shop Boys, we had Ellie Campbell and Don't Want You Back. Looking at the world of entertainment on this day, if we go back to the year 1977, Neil Diamond's In Concert TV special. It aired on this day in 1977 on NBC.
Say please to no man for a happy tune. Oh, I love my rosy child. You got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Crackling rose, your store-bought woman. But you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, I can't keep running. Set the world right. Find us a dream that don't ask no questions, yeah. Oh, I love my rosy child. You got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Crackling rose.
your store-bought woman, but you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, a song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it now, my baby. Crackling rose and make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, well, that's all right, 'cause we got all night. Set the world right. That's a dream that don't ask no questions.
There he goes, Mr. Neil Diamond and Crackling Rosie. Made, by the way, 7 years. That was 1970, 7 years before that performance on NBC in 77. Mr. Neil Diamond, time on The Breakfast Show. We are 16 and a half minutes, and that's after the hour of 7 o'clock. And we're going to take a look and see what's going to be happening with the weather for today. Just saw a couple of advisories. There's advisories out there. You've got to be careful with the dry weather about starting fires. Be very, very careful. If you're out there and you're in the countryside or whatever, do not have fires or anything like that, or just be very, very careful with what you're doing out there. Right, let's go over to Costa Arriba in the province of Colón. See what's happening there weather-wise today. We're looking at 32 degrees Celsius being the maximum temperature, with 23 being the minimum. 38 degrees, the thermal sensations. It's going to feel quite warm. The relative humidity, not too bad, at 78%. This morning, it's going to be partially cloudy. Some isolated showers, or possibility of isolated showers during the afternoon, and then back to being partially cloudy tonight. Now moving over to this side of the isthmus with our first look at West Panama, 33 degrees Celsius. That is the maximum temperature, with 23 degrees being the minimum. Same thermal sensation as over there in Costa Rica, 38 degrees Celsius. Relative humidity down a little bit at 70%. Partially cloudy during the course of this morning. Believe it or not, chance of isolated showers here in the afternoon as well. And it'll be partially cloudy again tonight. So pretty much the same as on the Caribbean coast. Moving along the coast here to the metropolitan area, to us here in the metro, we've got 32.5 maximum temperature today, with 22 being the minimum, 37 the thermal sensation, and 67% our relative humidity, which is not bad at all. Partially cloudy during the course of this morning, this afternoon, and tonight. Now, what is happening out in the Gulf of Panama? It's lovely watching all the boats coming in and going out over the weekend here in Paitia, going into the that lovely marina here in the new island that they've built out there. Anyway, out there, it's going to be maximum temperature is going to be nice at 31 degrees Celsius, with the that's the maximum, with the minimum at 21. 36 degrees will be the thermal sensation. Relative humidity out there very good at 74%. It's normally that bit higher because it's out there in all the water. This morning it's going to be partially cloudy, as it is this afternoon and tonight as well. So we're in for a nice summer's day today. Moving over to maritime conditions, we're going to start by looking at the tides for this morning. We've got low tide that was at 12:41 this morning. That was flat at zero. High tide will be, well, was at 6:52. That's gone already. That was 4.54 metres. Low tide, we've got, this was at 1:01 this morning. That was 0.03 of a metre, the low tide. And the high tide, that will be at 7:11 tonight, 15.4 feet, or 15 feet, 4 inches, or 4.69 meters. There we are. And I was looking, because I was distracted, because I was looking at the inches. So the low tide was flat at zero, the first one. Then we went up to 14 feet and 9 inches, then down to 1 inch with the next low tide, and then back up to 15.4 feet. It's amazing, the tide flow over there. Right, let's take a look at the Caribbean, see what's happening there. We do have a full set for the Caribbean today as well. Low tide was at 12:48 this morning. That was flat at zero as well. High tide was at 6:52. We're looking at... I'm sorry, we didn't change over to the Caribbean. Let's start again. We do still have a full set. High tide was at 4:50 this morning and it was 0.24 of a metre. Low tide, will be at 11:46 this morning. That'll be flat at zero. High tide, the second one will be at 4:49 in the afternoon, 0.09 of a metre. And the last low tide, that'll be at 10:10 tonight and that'll be minus 0.03 of a metre. And just as a comparison, we were starting off with our high tide at 8 inches, then we went down to 0 because it was flat, then we went up to 3 inches and then down to minus 1 inch. Incredible, isn't it? Difference. Right, let me see. It said, oh, the map with the maritime conditions is naked. It doesn't say anything. Although I did see an advisory for this morning about the wind and the waves on the shores here, so do be careful. If that comes up a little bit later on this morning, I'll come back to it. But they haven't given us any of the actual sea conditions for this morning if you're thinking about going out boating. All right? So that's it. There's our look at the weather for this morning. Back to the music.
We'll be right back.
There we go. That was Dada there and Disneyland. Spelled D-I-Z-Z-K-N-E-L-A-N-D. Disneyland. There we go. Let me say a very good morning to Jesus this morning. He dropped me a little line here. He says, Jerry, Yasmin, hello. Jesus here with the wife, with a good lady. Hey, good morning, Mrs. Jesus. Didn't tell us his wife's name. Oh, you won't get a brownie point for that one. Always good to hear from you, Jesus and Mrs. Jesus, there, here on, listening to us here on The Breakfast Show. 89.3, call FM. Oh, hang on, we got a, Jerioth, is that right, Jerry? Jerioth. So, there we go. That's it. So, thank you for that. Always nice to know you're out there. Jesus and the family and Mrs. Jesus. Back to the music with, taking us down to the bottom of the aisle, the Goo Goo Dolls and Slide.
Could you whisper in my ear the things you want to feel? I'll give you anything to feel it coming. Do you wake up on your own? I wonder where you are. Live with all your faults. I want to wake up where you are. I won't say anything at all, so why don't you smile? The light you chill, the breeze is on the phone. Your father hit the wall, your mom disowned you. Don't suppose I'll ever know. For me to be a man, something I can exchange. I live around here. Yeah. I wanna wake up where you are. I won't say anything at all.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en su radio. Cool
FM. The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama. And Encuentro 24, you publish it, you'll sell it.
Six
It's the dinner show that everybody's talking about, only at Emotions Dinner Theatre. Palomar has never seen anything like this. Just go to Mirage Casino, 5th floor, Eurostar Hotel. Don't miss this fascinating Las Vegas-style performance. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. Make a reservation, WhatsApp or call 6999-5245 or email emotionsreservations@gmail.com. Shows that are going to take you around the world. Emotions Dinner Theatre.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Alorica is Panama's number one BPO. They're inviting you to their job fair on February the 24th and the 25th. Now you can visit their offices. They're located in One Dias from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Now for more information, contact them via Instagram, @Alorica Panama. @AloricaPanama.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Absolutely. Great to have you with us on this Monday morning. It is Monday. It is the 21st of February. 3 weeks. 3 weeks into February. Don't worry. Soon be Christmas. United States stock index futures rally. The euro rose and global stock steadied on Monday as a glimmer of hope emerged for a diplomatic solution to the Russia-Ukraine standoff. U.S. President Joe Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin have agreed in principle to hold a summit on the Ukraine crisis. Oil prices rose slightly on Monday as fresh diplomatic efforts to resolve the crisis in Ukraine provided some relief from supply concerns that have kept oil prices near $100 a barrel. Brent crude futures rose 25 cents or 0.3% to $93.79 a barrel. And that was at 1000 GMT today. U.S. West Texas Intermediate WTI crude futures rose 35 cents or 0.4% to $91.42 a barrel. Now, OPEC Plus will work now to integrate Iran into its oil supply limiting accord, should agreement be reached on reviving its nuclear deal with world powers. Sources close to the group said, seeking to avoid market share competition that could hit prices. A successful outcome to the talks could lift U.S. sanctions on Iran's exports, according to the International Energy Agency, potentially bringing 1.3 million barrels per day of Iranian oil back into the market. That could ease tight global supply and take some heat out of a rally that has taken benchmark prices to just a few dollars short of $100 a barrel, as we just mentioned. Now, President Joe Biden's administration has prepared an initial package of sanctions against Russia that includes barring U.S. financial institutions from processing transactions for major Russian banks. Three people familiar with the matter have said the measures, which would only be implemented if Russia invades Ukraine, aim to hurt the Russian economy by cutting the correspondent banking relationships between targeted Russian banks and United States banks that enable international payments. Donald Trump's new social media venture, Truth Social, launched late on Sunday in Apple's App Store, potentially marking the former president's return to social media after he was banned from several platforms last year. The app was available to download shortly before midnight Eastern Time and was automatically downloaded to Apple Inc. devices belonging to users who had pre-ordered the app. It's something nice to wake up to this morning. China has placed Lockheed Martin Corporation and Raytheon Technologies Corp. under sanctions over arms sales to Taiwan, the government said on Monday. At least the third time it has announced punishments against the U.S. companies. These sanctions are countermeasures against the two companies over a $100 million February the 7th arms sale that undermined China's security interests, seriously undermined China's U.S. relations and peace and stability in the Taiwan Strait, Foreign Minister spokesperson Wang Wenbin said at a regular news briefing. China Customs has warned consumers from buying and eating infant and baby products of Abbott Laboratories, according to a post issued on Sunday on its website. The General Administration of Customs said in a post issued on Sunday on its website that the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, on February the 18th had suggested consumers not buy or eat certain baby formula products made by Abbott. Switzerland's financial watchdog said that it was in contact with Credit Suisse after media outlets published results of coordinated Panama Papers-style investigations into a leak of data on thousands of accounts held at the bank in past decades. One person leaked the information on the accounts, which were held in decades ranging from the 1940s to the 2010s. It was leaked to Germany's Süddeutsche Zeitung. A UK judge ordered plane maker Airbus to delay any practical impact of a decision to revoke a $6 billion jet order from Qatar Airways for several weeks, as two of the aviation's most powerful players wage an escalating court battle. The move effectively prevents the plane maker from allocating valuable early delivery slots for the in-demand A321neo plane to other airlines. This is pending an early April hearing at which Qatar Airways plans to seek an injunction reinstating the contract. NatWest Group is facing a £2 million plus, that's around about $2.7 million, compensation claim after a London tribunal ruled it had discriminated against an employee and unfairly dismissed her 2 days after cancer surgery, her lawyer said on Thursday. Adelaine Willis, a 44-year-old risk and compliance officer who had worked at the bank for more than 6 years, said that she was physically and emotionally in turmoil after being made redundant in 2020, 8 months after a bowel cancer diagnosis. That's it. Some of the items in the international business news today. I think today up in the United States, I'm not sure if it's a full holiday, but I know it's a President's Day up there, so things might be a little bit slow. Now, good morning to Mary Lou. Mary Lou dropped a little line to us this morning, and she said, let me just get it up on the screen, here we go. Mary Lou says, hello, and a good start of the week for everyone. Very beautiful day. It's only too hot, she said. There have been very strong solar storms as well, apparently. You asked if we could play a piece of music from you. And it's called The Mexican. And it comes from Babe Ruth.
Oh,
That is the Mexican, and it comes from, I mentioned, Babe Ruth. Request this morning for Mary Lou. Babe Ruth, thought he played the baseball, you say. Not this one. It's a British rock band, and that was, by the way, off of their first bass album, their debut album, in actual fact. The song was compiled, covered, and mixed by, well, many times, and it was considered to be one of the most influential pop songs in hip-hop music culture, as well as being popular in early disco clubs as well, such as The Loft in the UK. So there we go, that's it, the Mexican from Babe Ruth. Got another request. Let's say a very good morning to Anna Maria. She says, hello, Jerry D. Can you please play Take It on the Run by REO Speedwagon? Thank you, and have a great week. And you too.
Heard it from a friend who heard it from a friend who heard it from another. You've been messing around. They say you got a boyfriend. You're out late every weekend. They're talking about you and it's bringing me down. But I know all the neighborhood. They talk it cheap when the story is good. And the tales grow taller on down the line. But I'm telling you, babe, that I don't think it's true. You take it on the run, baby. If that's the way you want it, baby, then I don't want you around. I don't believe it, not for a minute. You're under the gun, so you take it on the run. You're thinking of your white lies. You're putting on your bedroom eyes. You say you're coming home, but you won't say when. But I can see it coming. If you need tonight, keep running. And you need never look back again. You take it on the run.
Place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block! They've got your back. No doubt during the course of your day you're going to have to make some concrete decisions, especially if you're working in the world of construction. And the best people to talk to are friends at Cementos Progreso. They are the builders of the present and of tomorrow, because building is the force that moves them.
The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carabao Carbleonda on channel 866. Your Grada radio app on your smartphone. Or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
Because we play
this.
Anyway, I've got no place to go. It's
Oh, there we go. That's Gin Blossoms. What a lovely name. I like that name. Gin Blossoms. And Hey Jealousy. You are listening to The Breakfast Show. We are at 89.3 Cool FM. Time is 5.5 minutes before the top of the hour, 8 o'clock. Don't forget, at 8 o'clock, we're going to take a look at some of the local news for this morning. Again at 9 o'clock as well. And we'll be checking in with our intrepid outdoor reporter, Ingrid, in the next hour. Also, we'll find out what Yaz did with her weekend and what she's got lined up for today as well. There you go, One Republic and Good Life. Time on The Breakfast Show, about a minute and a half away from the top of the hour. And I tell you what, just a little thing to remind you about. I mean, what makes us? What makes us as people? Our emotions, of course. Well, are you ready to discover new emotions? Fascinating performances. Even the opportunity of a VIP experience. And not to mention, of course, amazing food to enjoy a great show. What you've got to do is go to Emotions Dinner Theatre. It's at the Mirage Casino. Just go up to the fifth floor. Go through the casino. Fifth floor. That's in the Eurostar Hotel. Go and check it out. Give yourself a treat. Why not? You deserve one. Look what we've been going through. As I say, as we were looking at some of the news earlier on, a lot of countries now are opening up a lot more to to dropping the restrictions for COVID. It's become, even Her Majesty, yes, Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth, she has got COVID. And she's working as normal, yet she's well, like well, she's obviously isolated, but she's got very light symptoms as well. But it's getting around. So who gave it to her? It wasn't Prince Charles, apparently, if that's what you're thinking, because it was too long ago that they were together. So how is this thing getting around? It's getting around, isn't it, like cold or flu? So now is perhaps the time to treat it more like a cold or flu. So that's it. A little bit of good news. Perhaps we are actually coming out of this. Time to look at the news.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en su radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. The best place to be in the mornings.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en su radio.
Cool FM.
What's up, what's up? Your car won't start, you can't travel and breaks your heart. Valet Motors will fix it or get the parts. Just call 6431-0419 and your car will be fine with Valet Motors.
Valet Motors.
No doubt during the course of your day you're going to have to make some concrete decisions, especially if you're working in the world of construction. And the best people to talk to are our friends at Cementos Progreso. They are the builders of the present and of tomorrow, because building is the force that moves them. Alorica is Panama's number one BPO. They're inviting you to their job fair on February the 24th and the 25th. Now you can visit their offices. They're located in One Dias from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Now for more information, contact them via Instagram, @Alorica Panama. @AloricaPanama.
Cherry with a G, then you got it okay. He'll tell you the news. He'll play you the blues. He'll tell you the specials and what to choose. He'll say he's better than coffee, but tell it to my double espresso. My toast says he's way too early, but a breakfast show is also. Let's go.
I know this.
Spandau Ballet and True bring us in musically to this part of this morning's program. Let's say a very good morning got it here. Let me just get it up on my screen. Renee, yes, there we go. Good morning to Renee and Rick. They've got some notice. Good morning. Totally agree. Let's just treat COVID now like a cold and just carry on. Couldn't agree with you more. By the way, I did try and send you a video, but it wouldn't go through. It's a nice, happy video, too. Don't know why. Time on the Breakfast Show is 21 minutes. That's after the hour of 8 o'clock. After this, next piece of music, we'll check in with our intrepid outdoor reporter, Ingrid. I think she's still up in Florida. Tell you what, this day, looking at the world of entertainment, on this day in 1981, Prince appeared on Saturday Night Live. And he performed Party Up. It was his first appearance on the show.
Bye. Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Ooh, I think I lost my voice there for a minute. Yes, today is Monday. It is President's Day here. In the Estados Unidos, we have had a number of presidents who were outstanding in their endeavors with political and or community support. For one, George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, and Thomas Jefferson. And what we had done in the United States, for those of you who may not know, is that we used to celebrate each one of their birthdays. So George's was on one day, and Lincoln's was on another, and Tommy was on yet a third day. And so what they finally decided to do is let's put them all on one day and then make it President's Day. Besides the fact that it's another day for a holiday where all the banks are closed and everything like that, it's a great time to put on sales. So today is what is called President's Day. All of the federal buildings and or services are closed for the day, but most of the other local stuff is open. Schools usually close, things like that. And it's a wonderful little time to go out and spend some money, insert it into the economy. So, today is President's Day, and for my President's Day celebration, I'm going to go get a COVID test, because I'm going to fly home soon, I got to get retested. A friend of mine in the Carolinas had went home and to see her mom and actually got sick, so I'm kind of sad for that. So now she's got to hang out in the Carolinas for a little while until she gets over this COVID. So, please, it's not over yet, but please, keep washing your hands. Stay away from people. The people here, they're not a lot of mask wearing. Most of just the servers at restaurants and a couple of people every now and then I see wearing masks. Maybe in Walmart, but they, you know, it's not mandatory here in Florida. I believe in the hospital, in the doctor's office, in all those different places, it is mandatory. So it's a different way of handling the situation here. All right. Everything else. You guys take care of yourselves. I'll be back soon. I want to come home. I miss my home. I want to get hot again because, like, Panama's hot and I'm a little chilly here. All right. So take care of yourselves. Wash your hands and back to you in the studio.
Thank you.
And there you go. Yes, now you know. It takes two. You're listening to The Breakfast Show. Time for this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en su radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama. And Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
How about a special night out with a loved one? A gourmet dinner with a spectacular Las Vegas-style show right here in Panama City. Emotions Dinner Theatre at the Mirage Casino on the 5th floor, Eurostar Hotel, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. Make a reservation, WhatsApp or call 6999-5245 or email emotionsreservations@gmail.com.
It's morning radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Showtime, I'm just coming out. Let's get an
That is Nelly Furtado there, and Showtime. And don't forget, you can find Showtime, yes, at the Emotions Dinner Theatre. Showtime every night opens up at 7, first show at 8 o'clock. Worth going. Great fun. Have a good night out. And let me wish a very happy birthday. Go away. Let me wish a very happy birthday to Lictor. It's Lictor Rayner's birthday today. So I want to wish you a very, very happy birthday. Hope you're going to have an absolutely wonderful day. I'm sure you're already sort of stuck in and started already. Hope you're listening. Or if somebody's listening, tell them we said hello. There we go to Lictor. Lictor Rayner's birthday. We'll give him one of these.
Today we are celebrating you. Happy birthday. Isn't that brilliant? It sounds so Austin Powers, doesn't it? It is Quincy Jones and the In Crowd. And if you're with us this morning here on The Breakfast Show, you're definitely with the In Crowd. Lovely to be with you. Time, if you keep an eye on the time, we're 20 minutes right now. And that's before the hour of 9 o'clock. If you missed the news at 8, we've got it again for you at 9 o'clock. Eunice Flint there. When I'm Dead and Gone, which I've got nothing to do with it. It's going to be quite a way off yet.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM.
You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block, they've got your back.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Hey, baby, what's that? You're on the party. What ain't nothing?
Dancing on the ceiling, dancing on the floor. People, baby, wake up and see the door. They know when the party's going on. Gonna dance and romance all night long. I know it's going on.
go. That's the showstoppers there. It ain't nothing but a party. You're listening to The Breakfast Show. We are on 89.3. That is Call FM. And just looking at, say, some of the things in the world of entertainment on this day, 21st of February. Just joined us? You're late. Now, let's see. David Letterman. This is in the year 2000. David Letterman returned to his late night show after about 5 weeks. And this was because he had an emergency quintuple height heart bypass operation. Quintuple. Good grief. 2003, David Hasselhoff and his wife Pamela were injured in a motorcycle accident. The accident was caused by a gust of strong wind. Hasselhoff fractured his lower back and broke several ribs. His wife fractured her left ankle and right wrist. A strong gust of wind. you can get tablets to avoid that, you know that. What goes around comes around here on The Breakfast Show. Goes around, comes around. We know that one, don't we?
That's from Justin Timberlake there. Let's say a couple of good mornings. Good morning to JP. I know he's listening. He just wishes us a good morning. And I tell you what, by the way, as well, in Quinta 24, good morning to them. Just to remind you, you don't just need to post on in Quinta 24. You can go and see whatever you want, what you can find on in Quinta 24 as well. For instance, you could find things like an exclusive offer to buy a Toyota Tundra for sale at $9,900 or finance a Nissan Qashqai for $16,500. If you publish it in Quinta 24, of course, it sells fast. So don't forget to go and check them out. And also a very good morning to Mandy. Mandy says, thank you for the energy boost. I can tell you from this end, big thank you to Espresso Coffee. That's where the energy's coming from. Going back in time with Love Affair. This is Rainbow Valley.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en su radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3.
Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en su radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama. And Encuentro 24, you publish it, you'll sell it. You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block! They've got your back.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
How about a special night out with a loved one? A gourmet dinner with a spectacular Las Vegas-style show right here in Panama City. Emotions Dinner Theatre at the Mirage Casino on the 5th floor, Eurostar Hotel, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. Make a reservation, WhatsApp or call 6999-5245 or email emotionsreservations@gmail.com. There we go, two in a row. And we started off with, that was Three Dog Night, and the show must go on. Oh, it's Lala the Parrot. Turn the music up. Okay, and that was followed on with Bruce Springsteen and Burning Train. I tell you what, I was going to go down the hall and have a chat with Yasmin, but I'm going to put a quick piece of music on because I have to go and deal with a noisy parrot. Be straight back after this one. I love this one. Help Me Make It Through the Night from Sammy Smith.
Take the ribbon from my hair, shake it loose and let it fall, laying soft against your skin, like the shadows on the wall. Come and lay down by my side till the early morning light. All I'm taking is your time. Help me make it through the night. I don't
ballads from the early 1970s there. It's been around about 1970-71, that one from Sammy Smith. Help Me Make It Through the Night. And right, let's try again. I'm going to take a wander down the corridor. Hopefully no interruptions. Is that? Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, yes. I sorted out the parrot. It's playing with the cat. I'm only joking. Mind you, it wouldn't worry me too much because I think the cat would probably come off worse.
No, cats are burning.
No.
Yeah.
No. Lala the parrot would knock the seven out of the cat. Anyway, scare the cat to death, not to mention anything else. You've been busy this morning.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you have been busy. But, what do you... So, anyway, firstly, how was your weekend?
Oh, very nice. We went to Claydon.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yesterday, and we really enjoyed it. We were cycling, and we went to an exhibition at La Plaza. And we also went to make book donations.
Oh, yes, you were saying about that. Was that for plants?
Yes, we got a beautiful plant. I've never seen it before.
Plastic?
No, of course not.
No, just checking.
But, yeah.
Oh, lovely. Oh, good. Excellent. So you had a nice weekend. I had quite a... We went for dim sum yesterday with some friends yesterday morning, which was rather nice. It's always very busy when you go for dim sum on a Sunday.
Oh, yes.
So that was good. Yeah, I had a very nice weekend. Just quite relaxing. Anyway, you've been busy. I know you're going to be keeping on busy. So we've got one This Day of Music today.
Exactly. Born today, but in 1933, Nina Simone. And her real name was Eunice Wyman. U.S. jazz blues singer who had the 1959 U.S. number 18 single I Love You Porgy, and the 1968 UK number 2 single And Got No I Got I ain't, Got Life.
It's the Ain't Got No I Ain't I Got Life. Strange subtitle, isn't it? The other one, number 18, was, as you mentioned, I Love You Porgy. And number 18, was that the best she could do? Now, you see, the thing is, if you know it, it's Porgy and Bess, you see. and Bess, never mind. But the other one I remember really well, because I loved it when it came out. It's Nina Simone, I Ain't Got No, I Got Life.
No shoes, ain't got no money, ain't got no class, ain't got no skirts, ain't got no sweater, ain't got no perfume, ain't got no bed, ain't got no mind, ain't got no mother, ain't got no culture, ain't got no friends, ain't got no schooling, ain't got no love, ain't got no name. Got my hair, got my head, got my brains, got my ears, got my eyes, got my nose, got my mouth, I got my smile. I got my tongue, got my chin, got my neck, got my boots, got my heart, got my soul, got my back, I got my sense. Got my toes, got my liver, got my blood, I've got life.
That's it. I Ain't Got No, I Got Life. Nina Simone. I don't really listen to the words for that one, Yaz.
Not really.
You know, she's too busy today. But no, she sings on this. She says, I got so, I got so, and I got so. She says, I got my boobs. Surprised that was 1960. Surprised the BBC didn't ban that one.
Yeah, wow.
It was nice to know she's got them. Anyway, sadly, Nina Simone died of cancer, didn't she? That was in 2003.
Exactly.
Wonderful performer. Okay, yes, I'll let you get on.
Okay, thank you.
All right,
you.
Keep working.
See you tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't need the whip today. She's doing all on her own. Oh, yes, see you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye. So that's it here on the website. Nina Simone, isn't that absolutely brilliant? And let me just remind you quickly about a couple of things. Firstly, our friends at Inquenta Venticuatro. The thing to remember is, I know you can, you know, always sort of put your stuff on there for sale, but don't forget, you can have a good rummage around, get some great offers. You could rent, for instance, if you looked around, a three-bedroom, three-bathroom apartment in Carrasquilla for only $850, or you could buy a three-bedroom and three-parking apartment in Marbella for $255,000. And, yeah, if you publish it, you'll sell it. And so hopefully they, or you can rent it, depending on what it is that they're selling. So there, in Quenti Venticuatro. We're going to do three in a row here on this morning's breakfast show. Then we'll be back with some more bits and pieces. We're going to start with On the Horizon. And that's from Melanie C. And then we're going to go to a live concert in Wembley in 1996 with Brian Adams. And then come back with the Kinks. How about that then? Three in a row with a break in the middle. There we go. And I said we were going to do that one, and then I said we would come back with a live concert. Well, here it is. It disappeared for some reason off the playlist. Found it again. This is Brian Adams live at Wembley in 1996. You don't need Brian Adams. The audience did it all on their own. It's heaven.
sight.
The Kinks and All Day and All Night. So preceding that was Bryan Adams and Heaven live, and that was in 1996. And so it was three in a row, but there was a bit of a break, so it was one plus two. By the way, are you ready to discover new emotions? I mean, emotions really are the things that drive us, aren't they? And, well, you know how to discover new ones, new emotions. How can you find them? It's easy. Fascinating performances, they'll do it. And the opportunity of a VIP experience. Amazing food and enjoying a show. Just go to Emotions Dinner Theatre. It's at the Mirage Casino. Go up to the fifth floor in the Eurostar Hotel. Yeah, Emotions. Which just happens to be what Mariah Carey's singing about. So here's one more emotion for you. 16 before 10.
I'm never been so.
there we go. Yes, Mariah Carey and Emotions. And I tell you what, I was just looking at some of the other things that were relevant to the world of entertainment on today's date, 21st of February, by the way. If you just joined us, good morning. You're late. I'm just about to finish. Let me just tell you that on this day, if we want to go back to the year 1987, on the 21st of February, Sly Stone was jailed on drug charges. And in 1995, for the first time in 7 years, Bruce Springsteen performed live with the E Street Band. The New York City nightclub appearance was for a video of Jonathan Demme's film, which was called Murder Incorporated. Yeah, bit of entertainment news for you. Thanks to Neil for that. There we go, that is Stereolab and Civilis Reverie. A little bit of French for you on this morning's program. Here's a little bit more French taking you to the end of the show. Je te pardonne.
Depuis ses lèvres contre les tiennes, j'ai comme un poison dans les veines. Y'a mon âme coincée sous les verres, et dans ma bouche un goût amer. Je rêve seul avec mes acouphènes.
T'as mis mon cœur en quarantaine. Mon amour, tu m'as mise à terre. Aveugle et sourde et sans repère. Te pardonne pour mon cœur fracassé. Je te pardonne pour tout ce que tu m'as fait. Je te pardonne d'avoir tout niqué. Je te pardonne. Je voudrais oublier, je me sens conne. J'aurais pas pensé, j'abandonne. Je mets tout de côté, tu m'étonnes. L'amour fait crever, je te pardonne. Je te pardonne, je te pardonne. Si seul, mes rêves s'effondrent, ils tirent la gueule. Notre lit devient comme un cercueil. Mes pleurs se fondent avec la table. La nuit est longue, je me sens minable. Mes rêves s'effondrent et je pète un câble. Dans notre chambre, je vois même le diable. Je te pardonne pour mon cœur fracassé. Je te pardonne pour tout ce que tu m'as fait. Je te pardonne d'avoir tout niqué. Je te pardonne, je voudrais oublier, je me sens conne. J'aurais pas pensé, j'abandonne. Je mets tout de côté, tu m'étonnes. Que l'amour fait crever, je te pardonne. Je te pardonne, j'en ai vu assez. Les couleurs, j'ai broyé bien plus que du noir sur la palette de la douleur. Toutes les variantes du désespoir. Y'a toi qui peux me consoler, pourtant c'est toi qui m'as blessé. C'est plus pareil, je me vois flou. Sens ton odeur sur tes genoux. Je suis comme un soldat fusillé. J'ai pas vu l'ennemi arriver.
There we go, yes, en français. Bring us to the end of this morning's program. That is Hoshi and Je te pardonne. Time on the breakfast show. Well, time for us to think about going off and doing something else for the rest of the day. Haircut day for me today. For a friend of mine, Gerardo's coming to cut my hair later on today. It's not very long, but about time I had a cut. And this will be big thanks this morning. Go out to, of course, Yasmin, working very hard here this morning in the studio. Big thanks to Yasmin, my producer, this day in music. She did that one day. Born, we had Nina Simone, which was rather nice. Big thanks also to our intrepid outdoor reporter, Ingrid McCarthy. She's up there still in Florida, in Estados Unidos. Big thanks, of course, also go to my co-producer, Neil Danby, over there, still over there in Windsor, in the United Kingdom. Big thanks to Neil. Boys and girls, a group of Grodd, keep us up and running. And to you, our listeners, advertisers, sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show, 89.3 Cool FM. Now, remember, I'll be back with you tomorrow, Tuesday. We've got a guest coming in the 9 o'clock hour tomorrow. No, the 8 o'clock hour, if I remember right. Yes. Yes, 8 o'clock hour tomorrow, because we've got Sarah, haven't we, in the last hour. I hope she's all right with COVID. But our guest in the 8 o'clock hour tomorrow is the Israeli ambassador to Panama. So that's going to be very interesting. He's got so much to talk about as well. Sent me a list. Oh. So he's coming in tomorrow. It's Ambassador's Week this week, because on Wednesday at 9 o'clock we've got the British ambassador coming in to chat with us. Now, that's it. Just remember to be with us tomorrow, 6 o'clock in the morning. Remember what I say? Keep safe. Keep wearing your masks, face shields if you're going on to public transport. Keep washing your hands. Stay away from other people, because I want to be talking to you tomorrow, not talking about you. All right, from me, Jerry D. Till then. Ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D. Produced by Yasmin Quiroz. Co-producer, Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama and in Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.